schools at Cahousat and Malverne here in the province of British Columbia. After the creation of the United Church in 1925, we maintained administrative responsibility for two schools, one at Bertle in western Manitoba near Brandon, the other in northwestern Ontario at Cecilia Jeffrey in Kenora. Tonight, we are here to remember the children. The Presbyterian Church in Canada has a remarkable archive of photographs from our school at Berkeley and from Cecilia Jeffrey. And what a blessing these photos are in helping us to remember the children at our schools. And my heart soars to see the fragile, innocent beauty of the children of residential schools in these photos. My heart breaks to think about what happened to some of them in our schools. One is struck first by the range of ages. From very young children, possibly as young as 4 years old, little ones, beautiful little ones, with bright, happy, wide-eyed faces open to the world and expectant, so ready, as children of that age are ready to accept every day as a day for learning, for having fun, and for experiencing the wonder of the Creator's creation. And yet, already these little ones have experienced trauma in their lives, the trauma of having been taken away from their families. It is indeed astonishing they can smile for the cameras, for as we have heard, they have been uprooted from their communities, and they have been taken out of the arms of their fathers and mothers. How can they still smile? I see in the photos faces of older children, now about 10 or 12 years old, a group of young men on an ice rink at Cecilia Jeffrey, wearing hockey gear. Their smiles are not quite the same as those of the younger children. You see wariness in the boys' expressions. They have learned to be careful. They are not afraid, but they are not smiling happily. Their experiences make me feel uncomfortable, and it should. They spent some years in residential school learning our ways, Euro-Canadian ways, not the traditional, more familiar ways of their ancestors. In another photo, I see young women in their mid and late teens. They are on a cart about to be taken to the field near Bertle, Manitoba, to work on the farm. Farm work was a part of what these children and young adults did at our residential schools. And despite the hard work involved and the rickety nature of the vehicle in which they are riding, it is remarkable to see that these young women are laughing. They are resilient. They are making the best of a very difficult situation. And I have difficulty thinking about how the church that I love cooperated in efforts to assimilate First Nations, Métis and Inuit children into white Euro-Canadian society. And it is especially hard to comprehend because as a Christian, I have been taught, like the indigenous people of this land, to view my relationships with other people as being sacred, as gifts from the Creator, God. And I know that now we must learn again to treat each other as sacred creations, special in the eyes of the Creator. And I know that we must learn again to treat each other with love.